Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode 61, where we're going to talk about master your time, minimize your stress. Time is the most valuable coin in your life. You and you alone will determine how that coin will be spent. Be careful that you do not let other people spend it for you. By Carl Sandburg. Do you waste time? We all have talked at one time or another how we wish we had more time. Yet we are all given the same amount of time. It is about how we allot that time to what's important to us. People like Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King Jr., Michael Jordan, and Albert Einstein all had the same time as you do. It all is about how they choose and how you choose to use that time to be of service or to better yourself. When we think about the time, we often think about multitasking, how we can get more packed into the time that we have. The truth is, multitasking is a myth. Think about when you read a book and listen to music. You're only concentrating on reading or you're listening to music. You cannot be focused on both at the same time. The same holds true for sitting in a business meeting and texting someone. You are actually switching gears and shifting from one activity to the next with your attention and focus. This is why we see a huge emergence on the topic of mindfulness. If you want to master your time, you need to be present in the moment and focus on what you're doing. It's really about thinking about what you're doing, how you're feeling before you act, and determining what are the outcomes you want to achieve. Time escapes no one. Entrepreneurs, business owners, and executives are confronted with managing their time more effectively and more efficiently all the time. They need to be organized and have the systems in place to be efficient. They have constant demands on their time, but also resources, and you are asked to do more with less on a regular basis. If you work from home, you don't have anyone to hold you accountable, and therefore you may stay hidden behind your computer and waste more time than you think. There are several strategies that you can use to stay focused and become a better organized. First of all, set regular office hours. I know that having part of your own business is about being flexible and adaptable with your time. You need to create some structure in order to have your working time so that you can use it most effectively. Often when people work from home, family members or friends may think that you're not actually working and available to run those errands or grab that cup of coffee. Sometimes you can be spontaneous, but there will be other times when you cannot be. You have commitments and you have deadlines to meet. Also, use your calendar intentionally. If you don't write things down, chances are you're not getting it done. Block off time for self-care, physical activity, and time with family and friends. And I can't stress this one enough. The reason I say this is years ago when I was working with my business coach, we were talking about how my kids were saying, "Mom, I want to spend time with you. I want to do this. I want to do that." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? I'm with you all the time. I take you to your activities. We go to hockey. We go to ringette. We go to swimming. We go whatever it was." But what we realize is it was the quality of time with that individual person. So I put activities on the calendar, what we planned to do. And then what happened was I went mini golfing with one child. I went mini golfing with the other. We got a hole in one on the same hole, shopping with my daughter, and came home one night and I said, "What was the best thing that happened to you?" And my son actually looked at me and said, "You put me on the calendar." And it broke my heart. Because I am physically with them. But what he wanted was that individual quality time. And so I've really put in a cognizant like really mindful of that time now in when we do have that alone time to make sure that they recognize it, because it too often again could be a complacency thing because you're doing it regularly that you don't say, hey, check this out. We are spending time together, you know, to remind them that we are having that special time alone. So use your calendar intentionally. There's also the idea of keeping a clock in front of you, setting the timer nearby. You want to set the timer on your phone. You can do that as well. When you create that sense of urgency, you're going to stay focused on the amount of time that you have to get done. Test it. Test a 20-minute timer. You can get a lot filed in 20 minutes, believe me. Plan your day the night before. Too many people take this step for granted. And if you plan the night before what you need to do, you don't have to spend time thinking about it. And you're ready to take on the day and move into action. This is why some people talk about Steve Jobs wearing the jeans and the turtleneck and having that as a staple of his wardrobe, is that you're eliminating the time to make decisions or think about things. They're already done, ready for you. Organize your files in groupings or categories. You may want to create files by project or by sales, marketing, finance, or social media as examples. This way, when you want to work on a particular topic, you can grab that file, put in some index cards, maybe some post-it notes with each file. Should you need to make notes, everything's going to be ready and available. Turn off those pop-up notifications on your mobile devices and your desktop. Yep, we all know we like to be loved. But these notifications can be very distracting. And as you want to know who texted you or who sent you a message, suddenly it feels like there's something urgent to attend. Limit the times you check your email and social media throughout the day. It's easy to get sucked in. And 10 minutes might turn into an hour and take a big chunk of the time that you need to get things done. When you stay focused on certain times, you will find that you are more productive throughout the day. Batch tasks together. If you are preparing content for articles or a podcast, block off 2 to 3 hours only for that activity. Block off an additional time for coaching. And if you have sales calls that need to be made, dedicate a certain time of the day for that. Use a checklist for repetitive tasks in order to reduce error and stay on track. In Atul Gawande's book, The Checklist Manifesto, he talks about how the checklist can help minimize error and ensure that all important activities get done. When things get routine, it's easy to become complacent and assume that things are getting done when in fact they aren't. Allow for buffer time. You need that 5 to 10 minutes in between activities. Give yourself some time to finish off your task, clear your mind, your desk, so you can move on to the next activity effectively. Also, take breaks every 30 minutes. You may get up for a stretch, go for a short walk, or grab a glass of water to give yourself a chance to recharge. Going full tilt all the time is not sustainable, and if you don't allow yourself to have breaks and time off, you can burn yourself out, and you will not be effective for anyone. And then dress for success. Although it may be pretty cool to stay in your pajamas all day, and I am not wearing pajamas while I do this podcast, to reassure you. You want to dress to impress you. When you dress well, you perform well. Stay on top of your game. It's too easy to let everything slip. Remember to get enough sleep. You deal with the stressors of the day more effectively when you are well rested. So find out how many hours of sleep that you need. Often it's 6 to 8 hours for many people. Some it's 8 to 10. So thinking about the hours that you need for your body to run like a machine. When it comes to mastering time and minimizing stress, you need to be able to deal with the interruptions of the day. They're going to happen, so you might as well plan for them. You can put up a do not disturb sign when you need to stay focused and get something done in order to meet a deadline. When someone says, can I just talk to you for a minute? And you know you're busy, let them know what you're working on. Arrange for a mutual time for further discussion. There will be times when someone asks for that minute and you really need to listen and determine what the impact would be if you held it off. You can choose to be distracted and have your work disrupted, or you can choose to be proactive. You might decide to have a certain time of day set aside when people can come to you with their issues. There may be times when you look that you need to learn to say no and not take on more than you can handle. The other thing you can do is move to a space where you can work totally free from distraction, uninterrupted. Deadlines are pressing, and sometimes you need to have time alone to get what you need to do done. The whirlwinds of the world will continue to show up. You need to remember that you are the master of your time, and you can minimize the stress that comes with it, and it feels like your time is being stolen. Be proactive rather than reactive with your time. Get up early to seize the day. You have 24 hours. What are you going to do with it? Thanks for joining us on the Millionaire Woman Show. We would love to have you join us through our newsletter subscription, Success Secrets. Get your free MP3 download, the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. I would love to hear about how this podcast has impacted your life. You can email me at Deborah@DeborahKozowski.com. And we want to thank you again for listening to the show. But not only that, we'd like you to share it with your friends. Give us a 5-star high five. Write us a review. Let people know about how they can start living rich from the inside out. And as Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. What change are you going to make today? And go out and make today great. Talk to you soon, everyone.